Hi there, welcome to my website. I'm looking at an article from the Associated Press here just last week that says that a man who President Donald Trump has promoted as an authority on voter fraud was registered to vote in multiple states during the 2016 election. And Trump is still fuming over the fact that although he won the electoral vote, he did not win the popular vote. And he's saying that there were more than 3 million votes in voter fraud. Let me give you my perspective on this. I was Louisiana Secretary of State for 8 years, which means I'm the chief elections officer. And in the past, with paper ballots, it was possible to have a fair amount of voter fraud because, you know, people inside the system could swap those ballots. Now we've gone to electronic voting machines, and voting fraud is very rare. I've investigated at length when I was there. I was the president-elect of the National Secretaries of States, dealt with the states all over the country. And I can tell you there's just not a lot of voter fraud. First of all, if you were registered in two states on election day, you'd have to make one vote in one state, get in an airplane and fly to another state and vote again for one vote. I mean, who's going to do something like that, even if you were so inclined? So I think we way overplay this voter fraud going on. What about the fact that dead people are still in the register rolls? Well, somebody dies in your family, you mourn them, you have a funeral. You don't think to call the registrar of voters and say, hey, Uncle Jed is no longer alive, therefore take him off the voter rolls. Nobody does that. If you move from one state to another, the moving van is there, you're anxious to get to your new home, you don't think about calling the registrar of voters and say, I'm moving, take me off the rolls. So it's very possible that a number of people would be on the rolls if they passed away or if they moved to another state. That's nothing out of the ordinary. What happens is you get a postcard. Most registrar of voters every 5 years kind of clean out the rolls. They send you a postcard. If you don't accept the postcard, then they take you off the rolls. So all this voter fraud allegation just, to me, do not make a lot of sense. I hear about them. I read about them. Like I say, with paper ballots, there's a way you could kind of finagle the books and get away with it. But with the voting machines now, although technically someone could electronically fool with a voter machine, I've never seen any proof that has ever happened. You now have to show a picture ID. You've often got to show Social Security numbers. And there's all these extra checks that go in that, quite frankly, I don't think make a lot of difference. Show my voter ID. It's no big thing. I'm not concerned if some states want to do it. Don't think it's necessary. But if some states want to do it, you got to show your picture ID for anything else you do. You want to cash a check. You want to get a prescription. Obviously, if you want to drive a car, get insurance, do any number of things, you can't get on an airplane without showing a voter ID. And so I went to open up a bank account, had to show voter ID here recently. So there's nothing wrong with showing a voter ID. But as far as the outright voter fraud, I just don't see it happening, and I think that's way, way overblown. Donald Trump won the election. Get on with current things and quit beating up on the past. Hey, thanks for joining me. We'll talk to you again next week here.